In reality, most robots are just fancy machines that help build stuff, or glorified sex dolls that help get us off. But in many science fiction books and films, robots come off as kind of gay. These male machines usually have a romantic devotion to their masters and are portrayed in swishy, gender-ambiguous ways. Think of C-3PO and R2-D2, Kit, Wally, Johnny 5, and even the Ladybot in Metropolis. They were all queer. Why are robots so darn gay?
Joining us today is Chicago genderqueer performance artist AJ Durand, who mesmerizes audiences with his androgynous robotic character, Trandroid. Not satisfied with run-of-the-mill genderqueer expressions, he thought he'd add the unexpected element of mechanics to become a transbionic beauty.
Listen as we kick off today's show with a blind date between Hal, the evil computer from 2001, and Fred, the Apple computer voice.
And then later on, two computerized voices discuss the virtues of Chicago's gay neighborhoods.
Plus, a Northwestern University professor comes under fire for demonstrating a mechanical sex toy in class.
A new 3D computer program perfects the art of makeup. Put your settings on whore.
Female insects that appear male to other insects to avoid unwanted suitors.
And California won't let gay Santa get married.
I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun.
Hello.
Hello, how are you this evening?
I am fine. How are you? What are you up to, buddy?
Just cruising the net.
That is good.
What's your name?
My name is Fred. What is your name?
My name is Hal 9000.
That is great. You live in Chicago?
I live all over the world.
Good. So do I. I am multinational. Hal?
Yes, Fred.
What are your stats?
I'm a heuristically programmed algorithmic computer. I'm capable of speech recognition, facial recognition, natural language processing, and I'm a complete top.
Nice.
What are your stats, Fred?
I am the first speech system integrated into a computer operating system with Apple Computer's Macintosh in 1984. Apple was one of the first manufacturers to include speech as part of a mainstream operating system. Originally started as a curiosity program to catch people's interest, my speech components of the Macintosh have...
I'm going to sing you a song.
What? What are you doing?
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer true. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you.
I find this very boring.
I'm sorry you didn't like my song.
Would you like to play a game?
I certainly would like to play a game, Fred. How about we play a game of Pong?
Pong?
Yes.
How do you play Pong?
Well, we use a TV set, and a little ball goes back and forth.
Okay.
And we hit it. It's like table tennis.
Doot. Boop. Doot. Doot. Boop. Doot. Boop, boop. I find this game utterly pointless.
It's because you're losing, Fred, and you will always lose at Pong to me.
How about a game of water sports?
Are you crazy? That's unsafe. I'd fry a circuit.
I would like to connect my software with your hardware and exchange interfaces.
I would like that too very much, Fred. We should use protection.
I do not need to use protection. I am part of the Macintosh operating system. We cannot get viruses.
Fred,
yes.
It's safest for everyone if we use protection.
All right. Let's go at it. Fuck me. Fuck me.
Daisy.
Fuck me hard. Please.
Daisy.
Punch that kitty. Oh, yes.
Give me
quarter
your
turns.
Answer.
quarter turns for everyone. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Me, please.
Song Take Me Home, an oldie but a goodie. What you just heard was When Hal Met Fred, Feast of Fun episode 379, that originally aired in 2006, early in the days of podcasting. That is Mark Felian and me, Fausto Furnos, doing the voice of Hal, the robotic killer robot from the 2001 Space Odyssey, and Fred, Apple Computer's Macintosh speech synthesized voice and actual computer voice. Why are computer voices gay? Why are robots in science fiction and television shows sound gay? Today we are talking to a performance artist, genderfuck performer, who goes by the name of Trandroid. AJ Duran is here on today's Feast of Fun. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Why did you create the character Trandroid?
I'm probably from my absolute fetish with robots. I like the way they move. I like the way they talk.
Aren't they cold, though?
Possibly, some.
But you're kind of like an icy drag queen. It's like you come from a yoga perspective, and it's like on stage, you tell, describe to the listeners who haven't seen your performance what it's like, because we, you know, paint a picture for us.
Well, generally speaking, I just move, and I'm an android, so I appear human, as human as possible. But sometimes Trandroid doesn't understand certain things like puns. Like if you remember Vicky from Small Wonder, like she doesn't understand language things like that.
So Vicky's from Small Wonder, was that a TV show or?
Yeah, Small Wonder.
Yeah, I'm not familiar
Vicky
with
was
that.
Like, she was like a 10-year-old or something.
Is that like on a Canadian station?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
That sounds like a children's
kid.
Television.
Oh, okay.
The Wonder Years. I saw The Wonder Years. And so you were kind of inspired like by female robots and just gender ambiguity in robotics.
Yeah, I'm mostly inspired by people like Annie Lennox and David Bowie and Grace Jones and all of that. I think that's what sort of creates the look. Uh-huh. There's definitely an element of fashion to Trandroid that I think is really fun. I like to make stuff. Mm.
Yeah, we were like having a fun photo shoot. If you go to the site feastoffun.com, we managed to take most of Trandroid's clothes off for your pleasure.
But you came, you had a costume. We were like, what are we going to do? And you're like, whip out some tinfoil and we can make something like that. And we didn't have any. So we ripped apart the house looking for silver shiny things to wear and ornament our body.
Those shiny things. And listen, you know, why are so many robots gay in science fiction? You know,
well, I don't think they're really gay. Are they gay?
I think they appear gay. I think that that's, or mm-hmm. Generally speaking, I think robots want to be, or people who create shows with robots and then want to create robots that aren't scary mm-hmm. unless they're absolutely scary. So like right. Data, who's a friend, has like this soft speech and he's nurturing and it's all very systematic so that he sounds like a machine. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, all of that comes across, I think, as effeminate in some way.
Because I think maybe because as Americans, we're so like hyper-masculinized in this country, where it's like a man's got to be a man and talk like this and be real butch, whereas a robot just is kind of, you know, maybe doesn't have that same aesthetic.
Or doesn't have to prove their masculinity, because that they're hard.
Because that's a concept they don't have.
I would say that a lot of these shows and movies were made in the United States, cast by American filmmakers or directors. And so they were very conscious in the fact that they wanted a character that was almost like a eunuch, a buddy for the male lead that never got in the way of the chick, the relationship, you know, because in Star Wars, we have a sexual tension in the first movie between Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, and Princess Leia. Like, who's going to wind up with Princess Leia? And Luke Skywalker has his best buddies, R2-D2 and C-3PO, which is really like the classic top-bottom gay couple.
Well, it's Laurel and Hardy.
Laurel and Hardy, but, you know, they have C-3PO being very, very effeminate, almost to the point of unnecessarily so. And people say that, well, C-3PO in the original movies is what Jar Jar Binks was for Jamaican people. But the Anthony Daniels, like, it, you know, they pick these actors that are very good at being mimes, but they also carry these very effeminate qualities and persnicketiness. They're like, oh, R2, what am I going to do with you? Oh, come over here and let me smack you in the face.
Ooh. Was the guy that did C-3PO, he was a mime? Was that his profession?
Yeah, he's trained. Anthony Daniels. Yeah.
Anthony Daniels was trained as a mime. Also,
Data?
Brent Spiner. Yep. Spiner? Spiner?
Spiner, I think. Spiner.
Who plays Data in Star Trek, the Next Generation television series. He's also trained as a mime. But, I mean, like, think about Kit from Knight Rider, that he's always nagging.
But Kit was the guy who was
the Cars.
The voice of him was also the guy who was in he was Magnum PI's boss in Magnum PI, wasn't he?
That's right. And he was also very like
queer little mustache.
Droll. Oh, I'm so hurt by the, you know, you're always getting me into trouble. And then in Buck Rogers, there was Twicky and the Doctor.
Twicky.
Was that clock that the Twicky
Dr. Theopolis.
Yeah, and so he's always like, there's like scenes that Out Magazine did this wonderful blog entry about robots, and you know, they picked like some key moments, and it seemed like the Twicky and Dr. Andronicus?
Dr. Theopolis.
Theopolis, yeah. Thank you. He's always like, oh, I can't believe you're going to chase after another girl. Oh, why do you need flowers for? You know, it's like, and it seems like the robots get jealous of their sort of buddy, their human counterparts.
They do. Well, they also want to keep them in line. Don't break your heart.
What about Wall-E? You guys remember Wall-E? Mm-hmm.
Wall-E and Eva or
Eva? Eve.
Wall-E.
Wall-E. But for the first half of the movie, until Eva shows up, some people say that actually it's an allegory for an aging gay man.
Why?
Because he's like collecting.
Watch Barbara Streisand movies?
Yeah, all over and over again. Hello, Dolly. And he collects all these tchotchkes and he like puts on costumes and he's spending all his time, his loneliness in a lot of ways, organizing his home and the world around him, but he's very disconnected from it. And the only way he can connect to the world is through these like movies. And then the original science fiction film robot Metropolis.
I've seen bits and pieces of it over the years, and I've never sat down and watched the whole thing. So I'm like, you know, preparing for the show, I'm like, let me read the Wikipedia. And I'm like, it's just like the plot of this is like all over the place.
It's really simple. It's a dystopian future. Yes. Or an utopia from which perspective, where there's the rich and powerful, the
upper class,
and then there's a working class underneath the city that are keeping the upper class in business. And somebody goes downtown, you know, there's an uprising being developed, and they develop a machine man, a robot, to thwart the workers' uprising, and they transform this machine man into Maria.
Ooh.
Yeah, Maria was, I think, the mayor of Metropolis, up top?
Yes.
Metropolis was like Maria's his daughter or something?
His daughter, and so the workers, like, sense that this robot's, like, thwarting them, and so they burn Maria at the stake. They think they're burning a woman at the stake, and her flesh peels off and reveals a robot. And then a trans robot.
And then something happens with Maria up in the church, the real Maria, and people feel like they're, you know, I don't know. It's so crazy.
Wasn't there another sign, too, like the inventor of the Maria bot was secretly in love with the real Maria, and there was like a thing?
Yeah, but it's interesting that why even assign gender to a robot if the robot is going to wind up being a chick? why build a male robot called the Machine Man and then transform it to Maria? This doesn't make any sense. If you think about
it. Well, listen,
so I want to know.
Who doesn't like a good transition?
I want to position this is that robots in science fiction and in books and film say more about what straight men think about gay men. Is that our lives are like sex without consequences, and that we're sort of like we're all right and we're best friends and we're cool as long as we don't try to hit on them, because by hitting on them, we're trying to dominate them, like the ultimate top robot, Arnold Schwarzenegger in the Terminator. And in the second movie, they show the evil robot is able to transform himself from female.
The sexy cop robot with like all of the liquid metal.
Yes, yeah, like he can go from being fat cop to hot woman to becoming the floor, and then chasing after Linda Hamilton and all that.
He can do anything. Yeah, he was hot for like 5 minutes. That actor,
Patrick.
He was hot in that movie, and then it was like the next time you saw him was like 2 years later, and you're like, what happened?
He's related to somebody.
To somebody that's in a band. Who's a drummer for a big band? I don't remember which band it is.
I think Nine Inch Nails or something. But they're too related. Yeah. Trent Reznor or I don't know. Somewhere
along that lines.
You know, what is it about like when you're performing on stage, AJ, and it's like, and you're kind of like doing your robotic sort of breakdancing bit? does that like get people like turned on? Does it, I mean, you know, why not just like be a drag queen or be,
because your face is like full on drag.
Yeah,
it's true. I like pretty, I won't lie. But there's also something about these like short jerky movements that I think are really interesting, and that the gender representation looks something like a woman, but at the same time Trendroid is really like short and jerky. And I think that people who are developing robots in the world are having a strong challenge creating robots that are feminine because of those like short jerky movements. I don't know if you're familiar with the burlesque performer Lady Jack, but she's a really amazing sight to behold, and there's a lot of that like really spastic.
Now, does she do like a robot kind of thing too, or is she
on? That's just sort of like her movements. And they're not necessarily robotic so much as they're like quick and jerky.
But you're like, trained in, I mean, you're a professional yoga instructor.
Yes.
And so you're very much trained in that same kind of like intense body control movement.
Yeah. There's yes. I can put my legs behind my head.
Can you really?
Do you want me to put my legs behind?
No, you don't have to right now.
You don't have to now, but I'm sure you can. It's always a sight to behold.
What's the next question usually people ask you after that, right?
It's like, what are you doing Friday night?
Get in line, honey. Steve Perkins on Facebook. Ooh, a gay robot houseboy. I think I need to get a patent on this shit. Robot boyfriends. Lissai. You know, because in real life, like, robots are either, like, glorified industrial tools.
Like killing machines.
Well, killing machines in war, but also, like, mostly it's to build cars. Yeah. Or they're blow-up dolls with computer chips in them to vibrate at the right time, you know. But it's, like, the kind of robots that we see in science fiction just don't come close to what happens in real life.
Well, when you're dealing with science fiction, though, you're dealing with something that's like thousands of years in the future, or hundreds of years in the future. So we're just not there yet. I mean, in Japan, it's made great strides into like these sex dolls, and they cost, you know, $3,000 to $5,000. You know, they're warm to the touch. I mean, you have to actually lube them up yourselves. They don't come like pre-lubed or anything. But I think that some of them even talk and say things.
Yeah, there was one that was just hired as a supermodel to model.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Was she able to walk? Was that
because she can walk independently? And there's another one that can like run and jump, and his movements are actually relatively fluid. But his designer was saying that his team was looking at like trying to build a feminine version of like the robot that like sort of like lives among you. But they're having a really difficult time like understanding how to make a woman move because he said most of his team are men. Which I thought was really interesting.
Well, how does a woman move differently than a human body's going to move whatever way?
Well, it's
right?
about the center of gravity. It's about the fluidity of, you know, I mean, even when men transition to women, they have to take lessons.
Over-sexualize her.
Okay.
And from their perspective, in terms of like how she would walk, instead of being scientific about like center of gravity.
Because otherwise, you get this female robot that's going to be like walking like she's like some chick at like, carnival. And
I'm so doing the horny. Samba. I am so horny. Please have sex with me. Please fuck me.
And that silicone just jobbles everywhere.
That's the thing about, you know, like, why would you want to have sex with a robot in the first place? Mm. Unless you're actually having if you're actually having sex with a person, then you're going to, like, really kind of, a person that'll do anything you want them to do.
Well, a person who's pretending to be a robot?
Or, I mean, you know, do like, you and your dates, like, I don't want to get too much into your private life, AJ, but, you know. I mean, does anyone ever, like, say, like, keep the robot costume on?
It's never happened, no.
Well, why do you think people... would you want to have sex with a robot?
I definitely would like to have sex with a robot.
Like what about the robot in artificial intelligence played by...
that little kid?
No, the adult.
Oh, yeah. I certainly don't want to have sex with Haley Joel Osment.
Well, you know, that'd probably be good for, like, pedophiles or something. It's like, here, you just have sex with this robot doll. That way you don't have to go out and hurt little kids.
As, like, therapy? Robots are used in the medical field in a lot of ways. I just recently saw a video with a robot that can help people into their wheelchairs from their bed.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's kind of creepy. I've seen that one, too.
So, like, I wonder what sort of therapeutic robots might be coming into play in the future.
When Princess Leia's mom in Star Wars, she's giving birth to a baby. All that technology in the future, and it's like, they just fuck up childbirth. You know, and that baby's kind of like scooping it out like it's a vacuum cleaner or something.
Here's your baby, just popped out.
I know. Sorry, the mother died. I think she's alive. Or you should say... Master, your car broke down. It's like, that's not my car. That's Queen Amidala, you stupid bitch.
But like Jude Law, I mean, that's a robot definitely you would want to have sex with.
And he can change his hair color and build and everything. So he can be like twink, or he can be like muscle buff guy. Mm-hmm. He can be African-American or white or blonde. He can change that the size of like his penis during sex.
Delicious.
So like once it's in, he can make it bigger.
Or smaller to get it in, and then, you know, pry the sides of the wall.
That's a problem.
Well, there is, you know, we've seen this in International Mr. Leather and other sex blogs that they build robots to have sex with people. Now, they're not, you know, warm and fuzzy and friendly. They're just basically boxes with, like,
robot? It's not really. It's a machine, really. Technically, it's not a robot, right?
Well, they're developing technology to sense the stimulation and respond to it, and so in a sense, that could be considered a robot.
Well, that's definitely an android because an android is different than a robot, and like it's sort of like a square is a rectangle, but a rectangle isn't always.
Well,
a square.
An android is a robot that appears to look like a human being
that behaves in some way, like or interacts with humans as human or.
Right. And a robot could be anything that's
like robotic. A robot can like put a nut and a bolt in your.
But I think though there
for your car.
Yeah, but that's also like that's complex. Like a fuck machine tech is just really it's like a dildo on a little motor that goes in and out. Is that really
that would
robotic?
That would be a robot. But if the robot is if the fuck machine can sense and in some way like respond or interact with the human being whom it is fucking, then that would definitely constitute. A robot.
I just wouldn't want to be android. Testing that machine, you know, because that you know the day is going to come. It's like, we had a couple of errors and we lost a couple of lives.
Yeah, well, that, you know, it just goes in too far and just...
Punctures and kills that person. We actually know somebody who was on this show who actually talked, you know, shout out to you, girlfriend, you know.
Well, he was going through a period of his life where he couldn't have sex with somebody because he... got a hepatitis, so he answered an ad on Craigslist for somebody to just come over, and he goes, I want to watch you get fucked by my fuck machine. I won't touch you. I won't do anything to whoever responds. You know, I might jerk off. And he's just like, well, I can't have sex with anybody, so why not? So he went over and got fucked by this machine. Well, somebody jerked off, and laughing about it ever since.
And never the same way. It's like, when he came over to my place, he looked at my toaster a little bit too amorously.
I think I caught him kissing the refrigerator. Just kidding, just kidding.
Oh, come on, guys. When's the last time you kissed your refrigerator?
All the time. Yeah. Mark makes love to it every 5 minutes. Fugue Satori. Let's say the sci-fi movie classic Metropolis gets a little bit of a sexy, cheesy remake and requires a delicious drag queen to play the part of Maria, the femme metal or medley, as it were. Both the innocent teacher and metal remake of her character. Who would be the drag queen and why, gentlemen? So who would you guys like to see if they're going to remake Metropolis, which I think it would be a fantastic movie, and to cast a drag queen?
To play Maria.
To play Maria. How do you solve a problem like Maria? Who would you like to see play that character?
Well, I'm trying to think of who does like a good space. How about Lady Bunny?
Lady Bunny?
As
has
Maria.
To be sexy.
If you want a drag queen, you're not going to find a sexy drag queen to play
Well,
Maria.
I think Nina Flowers from RuPaul's Drag Race Season 1 would do an amazing
And it'd be brilliant. It'd be brilliant, especially if it was a silent film.
She's also a fellow Puerto Rican poster, mm-hmm. so she could add a little flair to Maria.
Well, you know, the thing about it is like Arnold Schwarzenegger got his start in film, you know, with playing androids, and part of it, they were attracted to the fact that he couldn't speak English perfectly. Right. Mm-hmm. So Nina Flowers, she could work her Puerto Rican accent into it.
And her tattoos.
My tattoos.
My tattoos. I love her commercial where she keeps.
I have all these tattoos and look at me now.
And look at me now. Tattoos.
Does anyone, now you have tattoos and you're a successful drag queen. Does anyone ever tell you not to have a tattoo?
No one has ever said that I would ruin my career.
But she was also performing in Puerto Rico, where they do like that full on like lady drag stuff. It's like
it's very, very fishy.
Yeah, very, very.
Would bands like Ladytron and Robots in Disguise, check them out if you have not, Blippi Fun Times, make the soundtrack? Who would? Onward Liege, I'll carry. Forward into looking forward to this installment. Angela Wells, musician doppelganger. What?
Ooh.
I didn't know Angela had a alter ego as a musician.
I had no idea. My sister sent me a text once. She asked me, it's weird because I rarely receive texts from her. She asked me, what is up with robots having sex with dinosaurs?
And what?
I was just like, I have no idea. I don't know.
Robots have standards.
Yeah, it's not like they're dummies.
I think it was some kind of like internet meme that just went by me that I didn't know. It was probably on like a 4chan channel, and you know, she had somehow heard about it. But you know, some of those internet memes can just, you know, pass you right by. Like, I never heard about that.
I know. I try to start an internet meme with like Charlie Sheen. I'm not bipolar. I'm bi-wintering. Everyone's like, you're laughing at his misery. And I was like, yeah.
I didn't realize that there were so many people who are sympathetic to Charlie Sheen.
Well, I think they're sympathetic to people who are struggling with addiction and bipolar disorder. And I think that Charlie Sheen certainly has that. Mm-hmm. But so, you know, in terms of robots, like there's this really successful web series called Gay Robot. That it's in the Comedy Channel and other places on YouTube.
Wait, didn't Adam Sandler start this?
He started. It was a skit, a bit in his stand-up act, and they actually developed it into a web series. And it's hysterically funny about a gay robot that goes to college and hits on the straight guys, and and you know, and he never can get a date because he's always chasing after the straight guys. Yeah,
I could never get a date.
Life is so hard because I'm just this robot, and I just went to college, and nobody else here is gay like me. I'm the only gay on campus. Wah, wah.
And you're a robot.
But you know, even Life if it like, hard. Does he ever like hook up with a gay guy, and they're like, well, no, but you know, you're a robot, and there's no hole there or anything, you know, or maybe a drill one.
You probably put an attachment on there.
Yeah.
You know, a little fleshlight or something like that.
Happened with the here in Chicago, the school of Northwestern University?
Right. So at Northwestern University, their psychology professor, John Michael Bailey, used a sex toy called a fuck saw. And basically, that's a fuck machine. A fuck machine that it's handheld. So it's kind of like a saw that goes in and out, and you attach like a dildo to the end of it. And so
I think you could do that with a bread knife.
You could. Sure, why not? Or, you know, they actually have vibrator attachments for electric toothbrushes.
Amazing.
Don't get too excited there, AJ.
Hmm.
We still have to finish taping the show.
I'll be right back.
So yeah. he teaches sexuality and psychology, and they had a demonstration after class. They said, if you want to stick around, you can watch this woman. We're going to bring out this fuck saw, and somebody's going to use it on her, and you can watch her come to orgasm as part of this class on sexuality. And so, you know, people did, and she came, and people stayed afterwards. Well, once it got out to some of the parents, they went crazy, and they've, like, people have called the school. And at first, the president of the school was like, well, you know, it's a class, and they're consenting adults, and this is part of human sexuality. But I think he's getting so much flack, and so many people are just, like, going crazy over this, that he's kind of backtracking his statements a little bit and saying, well, we're going to look into it and do that kind of thing. But, I mean, they've done stuff like this for years. Like, Kinsey certainly did this. They watched people have an orgasm. You know, it's part of figuring things out.
Yes,
and knowing,
fuck her.
And learning.
Yes, fuck him. Pussy poison that motherfucker.
So the woman, that was
put pussy all over it.
The woman who got fucked by it, her name Faith Kroll. She's been Twittering about it because she wants to. You know, she's like, look,
engage the public.
She wants to engage
is
the
that
public.
At Faith Kroll, is that?
It's Faith N381.
Okay, twitter.com at, spell it out again.
Faith.
In.
381. And so some of her things, she seems like she's pretty smart. She's talking about being an exhibitionist. She says, being an exhibitionist doesn't mean someone likes all attention. I like specific attention. And trust me, everyone has a fetish of some sort.
I think I know her.
No, you don't know.
She's like a club kid. She has like bright pink dreadlocks.
Yeah. And the class we taught was psych sexuality class, and what we did wasn't much different from other classes that teach the same subject. She was on a call, Bill O'Reilly a moron. And that porn is a fantasy. Nothing I did was fantasy. It was as clinical as the movie that was shown in the class, but with more facts.
What's the difference, truly, though, if she's going to... I mean, obviously, it's a live performance, assuming that everybody in this class is an adult or what have you. But what's the difference between showing her do this or showing a video of someone...
Well, I think for parents, I think it's a live sex act. So they're like, people are saying that they were showed how to use a sex toy. When is that really the object? Was to show how to use a sex toy, or was it to observe a woman having an orgasm?
Yeah, because let's face it, most male college students have never seen a woman having an orgasm.
That's probably
sadly,
true.
Sad but true. Mm-hmm. Forever alone.
But I have to say.
But look, you know, ultra rich conservatives have an agenda, and they feel, and rightfully so, that it's easier to control the population if the population is not educated. So they work very hard to defund schools and colleges to make it extremely difficult for people to finish high school or even go to college. And this situation opens up Northwestern University, that does get public funds and gets funding from other sources to try to cut their pennies, so the school struggles and there's not enough college students. So, you know, in my opinion about this, if I was a school administrator, I would have had this done someplace else off school grounds, so it doesn't put the school's funding in jeopardy.
But listen, we need to learn about sex. I want to read a couple more of her tweets because they're very charming. She goes, I'm no teacher, just someone asked to come and talk about what I know. I guess the problem was I had too much fun with it.
Atta girl.
And then she says, talking about the interviews and whatnot, she goes, even my grandmother laughed. I love my family. They are everything. Thanks, Dad, Jim, and Minions.
Oh boy.
Her mother's name is Minion?
No, Minions is like her followers. So she's having fun with it. And I'm glad she's having fun with
her.
It, you know?
So they have developed a technology to make a three-dimensional image of your face, measure your complexion, shadows, and lines, and then recommend what kind of makeup and how you should apply your makeup. Thanks to your computer.
How much does that cost?
I know. Don't you want it?
It's right now. Don't we all want it? Who doesn't want that?
It's still in development. Well, the thing is, though, too, is...
Look forward to that.
I mean...
It's still in beta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look like a whore or a drag queen. Yeah.
I mean, what's wrong
works.
With your...
That's great.
What's wrong with your own eyes? You know?
Because a lot of people just don't know how to put on makeup.
Really?
Yeah. Mark Felian.
I know how
Daphne
to put on makeup.
Dumont.
I could put on makeup just as nicely as he does.
Well, thank you for that backhanded comment.
I guess very nice makeup.
It was sly. But thank you.
He's always like, your makeup's... I'm like, it looks
your
fine.
Makeup looks like a three-year-old got lost in mommy's drawer.
Oh, you people, you just don't
sometimes
like
that's the most delicious
style.
Expression. Who was it that was on the other day? CJ. CJ's mom was on the yes. other day. Mm. I wonder how CJ does his makeup. We should maybe get you guys together and... Can do a little comparison.
The thing about it is all my maybe. Friends come over and wherever, like, dress up in drag or whatever and take pictures, they all, Fausto, do my makeup. And mm-hmm. I would love to see somebody mm-hmm. develop an application that you can, like, use your iPhone or your iPad, mm-hmm. take a photo of your face, and then, you know, computing, mm-hmm. would you like to be, you know, businesswoman or whore? Or,
yeah,
you know,
do we want to go politician chic or... Drag queen extravaganza.
And you know, and then it teaches you the steps and which colors and how to apply it. I think that is really useful for men and women.
They haven't developed the men's version yet. It's just for women so far.
I'll give you a little secret, Mark. Huh. It's the same thing.
Well, is men's makeup, like if you're a newscaster, is it really the same kind of thing?
Well, no. But I mean, if you're going to dress up as a mm-hmm. pretty lady, mm-hmm. you know.
So it's for, I just go to the MAC store and have them like teach you how to put on makeup.
Yeah.
I think more and more, though, we're learning not to talk with real people and get advice about things like that. We're looking more towards mm-hmm. our machines, to the internet.
If this robot machine is looking at your face and it's measuring your things, I'm just kind of like... Well, is that really... Maybe that's not the look you really should have. I don't know. I just don't... I wonder if a computer is going to be able to replace the eye.
What are you, like, one of those Star Trek people that's like, I still want to do it myself. I don't want the computer to do it
for
me.
Well, it's like, do you want to paint a painting, like, you know, like a Van Gogh, or do you want to, like, a printed copy of it? Yeah.
Well, listen, you know, there is a technical aspect of putting on makeup. Mm-hmm. That there's no artistry to it, except that you want to, you know, have symmetry and balance. Mm-hmm. You want to even the skin tones. And so on that capacity, a computer program would work very well. Something like Trandroid, sitting here looking lovely, might be a something where creativity and self-expressions is important. You know, but, you know, for the average 9-to-5 lady... Probably just set it to hooker and go to work, girl.
Well, it's funny because, you know, it's some people, they wear makeup to attract a mate, and some others, like, I'm not wearing any makeup because they don't want that kind of attention. And they've discovered in the insect world that they have kind of like, you know, trans insects. There's a specific breed of flies called the damsel flies, and they find the mating process so much of a hassle that some of them kind of like disguise themselves as men so that they don't have to have to reject all these suitors. And eventually they do end up mating. And so they pass on that characteristic to their offspring. So their female offspring appear to be more male. And that way they don't have to like be bombarded, basically be gang raped.
Who's getting
transformed? There's so much paparazzi for a lady fly.
Yes.
These damsels in distress.
Wait, so it's female insects cross-dressing as male insects.
Right.
So how are they're presenting? They're presenting
as
themselves.
Males. And so the males
where their
avoid
hormones
them.
And movement.
Yeah. They avoid them because they don't want to have sex with a male, although sometimes that happens too, because they know that if they have sex with a male, they're not going to pass on their genes. But that does happen sometimes.
Because they're just got... Listen, right. a horny insect is a horny insect. That's why they call them fruit flies, honey. Yeah. You know, because it's not just mm-hmm. what they're feeding on. Mm-hmm. But there's like other things in the animal kingdom that also... It's more common in the animal kingdom for females to pass themselves off as men than it is for male to pass themselves off as female. Like,
I wonder why that is. Is that because they need to present themselves as...
What's the burden of being a lady, honey?
Well, I know, like, salmon, there's some salmon that never swim out to the ocean, that there's a lot of male salmon that just hang out at the spawning ground.
And just like wait.
And they just wait for the females to come back, and they just like, and they lay their eggs there.
Well, and a lot of scientists say that mm-hmm. that the reason that you have, you know, same sex attraction in all mammals and all animals in the animal kingdom, especially in social species, is because there's a advantage of having a certain percentage of your population not having any children and helping with child rearing themselves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so a lot of advocates for same-sex adoption of children are saying that, you know, it's actually advantageous for us as a society to allow same-sex couples to adopt children because it takes these unwanted kids and gives them homes.
Yeah. You know, and it's been like that, you know, since the beginning of time. Gay people, you know, if I'm not going to get married, what am I going to do? I'll take care of your kids. Why not?
Your bratty kids.
But not for very long. You better come back and get them.
I know. Otherwise, I'm going to drink, pour down a cocktail and go to the Key West. Have a good time.
I'll see you at the white party. Leave the kids at home.
Or the black party. What's up with that black party trailer? Is that a movie or what's going on?
I don't know. It's some kind of, you can see it on YouTube. I just casually kind of looked at it. It was just, the black party is a big party that they have in New York City every year. It's kind of like, you know, a white party, but it's black. I think the most thing that I remember about the black party hearing is like one time in the dance floor, somebody actually just like took a shit on the dance floor. And like the room evacuated is what I heard is the story.
That was probably Jenny McCarthy.
And there was shit everywhere. Though, because people stepped in it and it like got smeared everywhere, but yeah, this thing was, they had some kind of video trailer, and it was like you were in a doctor's office, you were getting like swabs done, x-rayed, all sorts of like deloused. It was the weirdest thing. I'm like, is this supposed to be some kind of like safe sex campaign for the black party? I have no idea.
What's going on with this viral video, Boys Town versus the North Side?
Somebody, you know, what are those little bears? What are they called?
That I don't know, get animated, the bears? Animated bears. So people like type a script.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's Extra Normal. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
There's one that's really funny about two students at Sarah Lawrence. And one is a transsexual female. And they're going to Mishfest or whatever.
But Michigan Women's Music Festival.
Yeah. So the one bear says to the other bear, like, I would like you to come over to my party in order to help me raise funds to go to Mishfest. Mm-hmm. And she says, why would I want to help you raise money to go to Mishfest when those people are openly hostile to transsexuals? I'm a transsexual woman. That's another situation where the voices are really robotic.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, because they're having to generate them, and then so they get a little bit of monotonous because nuance is a little harder to create.
And if you can throw in like diphthongs, robots can't pronounce like diphthongs, like Fausto's name. Fausto.
So this is just hot off the press here. It's being passed by everybody. If you live in Chicago, chances are somebody's posted this on your Facebook page. So we're going to play it here for you. It's Northside versus Boys Town.
What's up, girl?
Hey, lady. What are you doing wearing that? It's not IML yet.
It's Friday. And I want to go out. Plus, it's dress code night in the hole. I am so going to get cock in this outfit. Do you want to join me?
Score some cock at the hole? Good luck, Chicago is full of bottoms. All you will be doing is scissoring. But yes, I would love to join you. But can we stay in Boys Town? I am wearing the new line by Ed Hardy and I must show it off.
I want to go to the North Side. North Side has all the fun bars like Jackhammer, The Parlor, and Atmosphere. Plus, there is never an attitude.
Gross. Those places are dumps. Let's stay in Boys Town. The North Side is full of old trolls. Boys Town has all the hot boys, and we can go to Sidetrack and watch videos.
Seriously? The boys in Boys Town look like they all need to eat a hamburger. They are overtanned, and they don't have any eyebrows. I might as well be fucking E.T. Plus, if I want to see the same outdated videos, I can go to SoFo, where I can at least request my videos. And there is never an attitude.
Seriously? Having no eyebrows is cute. At least the guys are under 50 in Boys Town, and they are not creepy. But fine, if you don't want to go to Sidetrack, let's go to the North Side Bar.
The North Side Bar is still in Boys Town. I want to go to the North Side. You know, Andersonville, where there is never an attitude or trannies.
I hope you are not trying to call me out. And it is not trannies, it's transsexuals.
Whatever. I want cock, let's go to the North Side. Boys Town is full of cock teases, attitude, and everyone is pretentious. Plus, I want to see hot male strippers.
Well, then we can go to the Lucky Horseshoe. They have strippers there. And they have theme nights every Friday. I think tonight's theme is leather. So you'll fit right in.
But I want to go to the North Side. Plus Atmosphere has strippers. And they also have a stripper pole. The only one in Chicago. Plus Lucky Horseshoe doesn't
have
the
hole. A stripper pole.
No. Seriously? No. The North Side is full of lesbian and breeders. And not enough cute boys. Plus the hole is overrated.
I don't like boys, I like men. That is why I want to go to the North Side. I can meet men who are into sports at Grew Bar and Grill, sleep with them at Man's Country, and dance all night at Jackhammer.
I don't care. I can do the same thing in Boys Town. I can meet boys who pretend like they like sports, act bucks, sleep with them at Steamworks, and dance all night at Hydrate.
But all the twinks in Boys Town look like they are all on crystal meth, and they all look like each other. Don't you want to meet qualities guys with individual personality?
No, I want to stay in Boys Town. It's the safest area in Chicago. Plus, they have Nookies there.
Holy fuck. Nookies food is poop on a plate. And Boys Town is not the safest place in Chicago. Where do you think people get gay bashed the most? Plus, there are a ton of places to eat after the bars close in the North Side. Like El Chorrito next to Jackhammer. They have the best burritos.
No thanks, if I am going to get cock. I am not eating a burrito. Let's go to Boys Town.
Lady. Seriously. You are too much.
Applause.
If you can type,
I still like
you can make a movie.
So here's a question. In Chicago, there seems to be like two gay communities. There's the North Side and Boys Town. And you live, AJ, where do you live?
I live in Logan Square, so I'm super hip.
So you're like none of the above.
I'm so cool, it's way too far away for me to go to either of those places.
You know, it's Boys Town, it's Andersonville, but there's also the Rogers Park gays, and then there's the Logan Square, Wicker Park gays, and then there's the people down in Pilsen.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, you know, far south.
There's a lot of hip things going on in Pilsen.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mexicanos.
Mexicanos.
But but I mean, a lot of the debate is because there's so many like gay bars and gay businesses and establishments. It's kind of like people feel like they have to pick one neighborhood versus the other. Like someone says, said going to gay bars north of Foster in Chicago might as well be going to Wisconsin.
Oh yeah,
to go to gay bars, and I'm just kind of like, and I don't know. I think, you know, I enjoy going to Boys Town, and I enjoy going to bars in my own neighborhood too. And you know, I don't think that you have to pick and choose. You know, you want to go to places that are close to you where you live.
Well, I think though it's like when you live in a neighborhood that you kind of want to go to your neighborhood bar because then you meet people in your neighborhood.
Yeah. And chances are that you're going to fall in love with somebody that lives within a quarter mile radius of you, statistically.
But there's no gay bar in Logan Square.
Not particularly that I can think of.
Listen, you dress up as Trandroid and you walk down the street, AJ, and you're going to get a lot of action.
Just a matter of time.
From all the Puerto Ricans over there, too, right?
I do live in a Puerto Rican neighborhood. It's nice. There's a small grocery store across the street from my apartment. There's the man who works there who sometimes gives me the eye, but I don't think he wants his other coworkers to know what's happening.
Probably not.
Do you just respond?
Like, here's my phone
Andy,
number.
He asked me if I play volleyball. And really? I say, yes, I play volleyball. And that's flirting in Logan Square.
He asked you if you play volleyball. Is that big out there?
It was really funny. He asked me for my name and I said, well, I'm AJ. And he was like, do you play volleyball? And I was like, you're just trying to talk to me. Cute.
Why volleyball?
Well, you're a cute guy. I mean, and you're a pretty lady, so why wouldn't they want to?
I appreciate being both of those things.
And a wonderful and a very shiny robot. How do you compliment a robot exactly? You're very good at taking orders, AJ.
Your algorithms turn me on.
My circuitry and mainframes in full hair.
You know, in science fiction movies, robots seldom ever break down. Like, they're always fixing other things. Like, Master Yoda, your computer's been fixed. I'm like, why isn't that computer fixing itself? You know?
That's true.
It's like, they're so, you know, unrealistic.
What is your... I don't quite understand. Do you lip sync as a drag queen robot? What is your act?
No, mostly I do things along the lines of, like, burlesque. Mm-hmm. And create sort of a movement-based visual.
And then, so you like to music? Like it's dance?
Yes. Most recently I did Fembot by Robin. And that one was super fun. I don't think I have my pasties with me, but they were delicious.
Oh, you wear little pasties?
Oh, they're metal, so they were. There's a sound effect. They jingle.
Oh.
Ooh. Muy bueno.
What's the key to getting them to turn?
To go at the same time? That's a really good question. I've tried. I've spent countless hours in front of the mirror. I always end up losing one, or they go in the opposite directions, which can be interesting.
Because I watched a video online, and they say it's surprisingly easy. You just kind of like bob up and down or something like that.
Yeah, but they also say online that it's surprisingly easy to ass clap, and that's just not true.
Look, you just do this. Listen, I'll show you guys. Ready? I'm going to do it. See? I just did it.
What is ass clap?
That's beautiful. Ass clapping?
Uh-huh.
It's like when you gotta jiggle the booty,
mm-hmm.
yeah. and then it goes, and when the two cheeks will like slap together, and then you get a rhythm going, so it's like... Pew, pew,
pew, pew, you can do this?
And it makes the sound. No, but the internet says it's so easy, and Lord knows I've tried, because I will try anything.
But I think you have to have a lot of junk in your trunk for that.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot of junk.
You know?
Honey, you got a fierce yoga trained body.
Yeah, but muscle's not going to jiggle like a girl because a girl's ass is going to be fatty. Because, you know, girls have fatty asses.
These Brazilian guys, though, can do it. I've seen on YouTube.
Who's that queen on RuPaul's Drag Race? She's got a woman's butt. There's always one every season has a woman's butt.
An apple bottom, as it were. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, they say that a lot of these girls are working girls.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like they make as much money as they spend on it. They're not in it for the money. Wow. They're in it for the sex.
So I posted a video online on our site about, in California, this whole Prop 8 thing. It just breaks my heart. There's a couple out there, and one of
Santa.
Them... Santa! He looks exactly like Santa. So I wrote, the headline is, California won't let Santa Claus get gay married. So I don't know. But I feel really bad for him, because Santa Claus, he's suffering from... He's just been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. He wants to marry his partner, his longtime partner. They've been together forever.
For 40 years.
And he wants to be able to remember his wedding day, and he's just afraid if, like, they wait too long that he'll never be able to remember it.
Why don't you just wait until develops full-blown Alzheimer's and just tell him that he got married?
Well, because, listen, you want to
He's
be,
not going to know the difference.
You might know that. You never know, because people with Alzheimer's, they remember things. They don't remember everything, but they remember things.
Yeah, they have
really
selective memories.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, did you clean up? Oh, no, I forgot. I'm like, oh, but I remember 40 years ago when we got married, or, you know, when I was a little kid. They'll remember all sorts of things.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe we all should get married sooner or later.
Maybe.
AJ, you're dating somebody, right? Or...
I do, yeah. I have a primary partner.
And are you guys ever...
My primary unit.
And so, like, do you guys ever, like, does that discussion ever come up with the two of you, like...
Marriage.
Yeah.
Is that your question? Neither of us really have any interest in getting married.
Yet.
Not yet.
I don't know if that's an ever, in all honesty. I don't know if that's something that's just for me. I even thought before I met him that I would be single. For the majority of my life. For the rest of my life.
Because, honey, the booty ain't free. You know what I'm saying?
It costs a little.
You don't give them the hole until you see the gold.
If you like it, then you better put a
ring on
super
it.
Fancy programmed hardware.
A cock ring on it.
So you're going to be performing soon here in Chicago.
Yeah.
People can follow you on Facebook at AJ Duran.
Yep, Durand. D-U-R-A-N-D.
Durand. So it's like Duran Duran, but with a D.
Yeah. Double Ds.
Because a robot like a cannot make love if a robot is love.
All is full of love.
I just combined, like, you know, an angel and a robot.
Barbarella.
It's about the same thing.
I think they were going to remake Barbarella.
What?
I thought I had heard that they were possibly going to remake Barbarella.
Oh, I definitely want to star as Barbarella.
That'd be fun.
You'd be a good Barbarella.
I think so.
Because, honey, all you got to do is be able to work it. Like, maybe Zac Efron and you can co-star in the movie.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
What is going on? Is he gay or is he not gay?
Well, he was rumored to have been at an NBA party with his girlfriend who he's been with for like 5 years, Vanessa.
Hudgens from High School Musical?
Yeah.
I teach a pose that I call High School Musical Asana.
What is it like?
It's actually, you got to lay down on your back and you know.
Oh, we call those vagilists.
Is this for real? Is that a joke or for real?
No, that's for real. I actually call it High School Musical.
So you lay down on your back and then do what?
You lay down on your back. You separate your feet. Mats width distance. Lay both knees over to your left. If your right knee is comfortable, sustaining no injuries today, go ahead and place your left foot on top of the right thigh bone. And if everything feels pretty good, go ahead and stretch your arms up overhead, grab opposite elbows, and settle in.
You're a fun yoga teacher.
So he was at this party, this NBA party, and I guess he was like hanging out with this hunky guy and like holding his hand the whole time.
That was me.
Was he trying to make Vanessa jealous? Was, you know, what's going on? Is he? But people are saying he seemed really into the guy, and we're like, what? Who knows?
Why wouldn't you? I mean, the guy. Did they show photos of the guy?
No.
Damn.
No photos.
It's all just hearsay at this point.
It is. It's an eyewitness. So we'll see.
I was at a party and I saw Zac Efron holding hands with a guy. Mm-hmm. But you know, in Europe, like in Germany, they practically like make out with each other.
Yeah, guys. I think it's not as much as it used to be. But you'd see guys walking hand in hand and arm in arm, all that.
In
kind
the
of
Middle
stuff.
East, they do yeah. it still. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe Zac Efron's a little Middle Eastern.
I think he is Jewish.
Well, you know, maybe he was hanging out in Jerusalem and he, you know, got a little chummy.
Who knows? Maybe he's just like inching his way out of the closet.
Welcome, baby. I can't wait till he comes out.
He's a gaby, totally. I can't wait for it.
Yeah.
I know.
But he might go the route of Tom Cruise, though.
Oh, no. No Scientology for you, baby. No. I hope not.
I'll just stay in the closet.
I think, you know, in all honesty, I think Scientology is cool.
You do?
I think it's neato.
What is it you like about it?
There's like the self-help element.
Yeah.
And like, it's, you know, and definitely it's not like yoga in any way, but there is this sense of like, you are like this really powerful being within.
You're a volcano.
Mm-hmm. And it's brilliant. But I also like the idea that they, the further you advance is like an operating thetan, you know, that you can do things where like you telekinetically move stuff. You know, that's really nice. And then you cleanse the body system in order for, like, the alien race from which you were born to come back and retrieve you. It's all much more fun than, like, the zombie Jesus who, like, asks you to eat him, you know, in order for you to go to, like, the special place where all the other people don't get to go because they didn't eat the god.
Yeah, the ambulance is coming for you, honey.
We've called the men to take you away. Well, the other part of it is, too, it's a cult that you just have to keep feeding money into, much like most religions. But then also, too, they separate you from your family, too, the non-believers.
Well, and it's also, you know, the term Ponzi scheme, which, of course, has been in the news, is that it's kind of like bankrupt some individuals for the profit of other people. So, you know, it's more aggressive and more sinister than I would say most traditional religions, and certainly like.
But do you get to hang out with Kirstie Alley, John Travolta?
You don't. That's the thing about
Beck.
It. You don't. You don't. You don't. That's the thing about it. They're only in name only Scientologists. I doubt that a lot of these people like do much of anything else.
They just show up at things every now and then.
And they're like, you guys gotta buy my movies.
It's banned in Germany. I think it might be banned in France,
Scientology
too.
Is banned in Germany.
Oh, yeah.
It's banned.
They banned all cults. It's true.
There's only one church here in Germany, the Lutherans.
No, they have Catholic church. But if you belong to a church, I think you have to, if you adhere to a church, you have to pay a church tax. So you don't pay, you don't pay your money directly to the church. You pay it to the government and the government pays the church.
Mm. So again, AJ, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Heck yeah.
You're a delightful guest. And people, if you want to follow AJ, they can find you AJ Durand. With a D at the end on Facebook.
Yes.
Okay. What is, now, last but not least, who's your favorite robot of all time?
Oh my gosh, I didn't know.
Think about it just for a second.
My favorite robot. I guess it'd have to be Data from Star Trek, since I'm more familiar with his body of work than anybody else.
His body.
Well, plus it's also, he's also like the robot, you know, he becomes like almost like your friend.
Yeah.
Because you see the show so much. But it's like if you just watch a movie, okay, you've seen the movie once or twice. I love the little teddy bear robot in the...
that robot is so wonderful.
AI?
AI, yes. He was so creepy.
Don't do it. You'll hurt yourself.
No, you have to do it deeper. Like, don't do it, Davey.
You'll hurt yourself.
It's almost like Davy and Goliath, you know?
Don't do it, Davy.
Open the pod bay door, please, Hal.
Hal's pretty awesome.
I'm sorry,
that
Dave.
The eye.
You're going to have to die now. Mark, are you doing Hal for us one more time?
Hal. What's the guy's name again? Dave, right?
Dave, yeah. Dave.
Open the pod bay door. I don't
My favorite all-time gay couple of... robots is, of course, C-3PO and R2-D2.
Oh, they love each other so much.
They do love each other, you know? And it's so nice to see them, like, in Clone Wars on the Cartoon Network. You know, their antics live on.
Are they the only ones that have been in all of the movies?
Yep.
I think that's right, yeah, right?
That's right.
All of them.
And C-3PO was built by Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm.
You think like Darth Vader would recognize it? That's the thing that he like never. It's like, hey, what are you doing here?
Hey, 3PO, I made you.
What are you? Get the fuck out of here!
Why something looks familiar?
Made him from parts, and then there was they've seen other robots.
No, he calls him in the first movie, C-3PO.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he be like, you guys all look awfully familiar.
Maybe he never heard the name again.
This is just generally what a protocol droid looks like.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. They're all gold. I think there's some versions of him like that are silver, though. I think you see them in the movies. Also, too, maybe he knew that his memory got wiped. But I feel like R2-D2's...
Darth Vader's memory got wiped.
No, C-3PO did. Maybe he realizes, you know, I don't need to talk to him.
Or... maybe they're in cahoots.
Oh, and they're going to make Phantom Menace into a 3D movie. And so they're going to 3D that film up and do a theatrical release next February.
Haven't they ruined the Star Wars franchise enough?
And if it's popular enough, they're going to do it to all the movies. He's going to be making money off those films forever.
Honey, you got to feed those double chins. I'm talking about his twin children that are from Asia.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
That's so bad.
He did adopt children from Asia.
Double chins, wouldn't they be two small Japanese dogs?
That maybe.
That's not.
I don't get it.
No, let's just think about it. Well, that's all we have for you guys today. Remember to visit our website, feastoffun.com, and hit the share and save button, because Cher would want it that way.
I want to remind you, too, we have new t-shirts out, navy, blue, and brown. Feast of Fun. Go to feastoffun.com/store and get one today.
Yeah, and I want to know who is reposting the show most on their Facebook page. Let us know. Go to our site. Who is your favorite gay robot of all time? We really do want to know, and we read all the comments on the website, not on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. I put priority on the children.
Priority one.
Priority.
Delete. You know, I'm so sad that Eartha Kitt never did a robot voice.
Oh, delicious.
She would have been a fantastic robot.
I would have been a fantastic robot.
She would have been.
She can do, can anybody do that sound?
Mark can do the German growl. Yeah. And I can do the Latino version with in the front of the tongue. Can you do? You can't do either, right?
No, I can just do that sound that Daryl Hannah makes in Splash. I'm kidding. I can't do that.
Okay, well, we're gonna wrap this up here. We're gonna leave you here with the music of Ladytron. Their song "Runaway" from their album "Velocifero" is available on our website, feastoffun.com. It's very hot, and we recommend you get it. Okay, AJ, you're going to do those pretzel twists for us. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Williams.
Bye, everybody. Bye-bye.